Hi there, thanks for joining me. I am Jess Packy for OLEcast.com, your Northwest entertainment source. I am here with Gunslinger. We will introduce yourselves one at a time. Go around the room, tell me what you play and how long you've been with the band.
I'm Brian. I play rhythm guitar, lead vocals, and Jim and I have been together for 5 years. So since what, November of 2011.
Where are the rings? That's perfect.
I'm Simon, the drummer. I've been with the band for 4 years.
And I'm Jim, lead guitar player, backing vocals. I've been with the band since the beginning for 5 years.
I'm Matt. I've been with the band for five and a half weeks.
4 or 5 weeks, yeah.
Yeah. But Brian and I go way back. And we go less back, but they're cool.
Awesome. So, where did the name come from?
Name came from the fact that one of the first songs that I wrote was kind of a thrash song. And so I was thinking about, you know, machine guns when I thought of this. But I also had everything... all of our songs are written based on science fiction stories, and so I actually pulled the name Gunslinger from the Dark Tower series.
Stephen King rules, man.
That's interesting. That's pretty cool.
We have yet to actually finish and produce a Gunslinger the book themed song, but we have a couple.
We got some ideas.
We just haven't finished them yet.
Cool. So, let's see. You guys have played recently. Right? Didn't you play recently? No.
Our last show was in November in Chehalis.
Right. That's the one I missed that I really wanted to go to. So that I got to see the YouTube video. So you're out there on YouTube.
Yes.
You've got a Refurb Nation
Correct.
Page.
And a Facebook page.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we're working on I've got a Bandcamp page somewhere that we need to update.
Yeah. Cool.
Aren't you also working on a Pinterest?
Not yet, but I think that's going to be the next thing. Is a Pinterest, and you know, have a Snapchat.
Okay.
You know,
and
we did have a Twitter account at one point, but none of us have access to it. So,
and we also have our first album that we released last July or last August. That's available on CDBaby.com.
Okay, yeah, that was my next question.
You can check us out on Match.com also.
ChristianMingle.com, JDate, we're on all of them.
Yeah. Simon's on Ashley Madison, don't ask him about it.
Don't ask him.
Actually, Matt and I were a couple on there. You don't know about
true.
It.
Oh.
Well, yeah, they don't know because they're both furries.
That would explain the emails.
Don't take the helmets off. And we're also available through Revolution Recordings.
Oh, okay.
Bandcamp.
/revolutionrecordings.com. Very awesome. So, I'll start with you, Brian, and you have been playing guitar for how long? And have you been in other projects, and do you know any of them?
I've been playing guitar since I was about 17, and I'm 33 now, going on 34 in a couple months here, so half my life I've been playing guitar. Not very well, but I play it. Some folks around Olympia might know me best from being in a small band called Nutsack back in high school, where I played trombone, actually. But after that, I was in a band called Yasmin with my good buddy Tim, who's now in Christian Mistress. Other than that, I've kind of was laying low until Gunslinger happened.
This is the drummer again. yeah, I've been banging on trash cans since I was just a lad. And I don't know, I started seriously playing probably just out of high school, and grew up with all kinds of like hard rock and metal and punk rock, and decided I'd try to start a band. Most probably, 10 or 12 bands later, I'm in Gunslinger now, and you probably never heard of any of the other bands I was in.
Humorous.
We tried to keep it on the down low.
Throw some names out
there,
maybe.
Real garage bands, or
just real like gritty, dirty, screaming garage bands.
But are you sure we've never heard of any?
I'm positive. I'm not even gonna plug.
He just doesn't want to.
I can feel the shame washing over me.
Did you backup dance for J Lo?
I did for a short stint. I threw a hammy and had to quit.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I heard there was something about a sequin thong and a cape.
No, well, no, that was me.
No, well, the cape. I felt the cape was going a little bit overboard. But yeah,
okay.
I'm enjoying.
I never heard capes are bad because
you get caught in like jet engines,
right.
And
the Incredibles,
right,
and other shit that twirls and. Other backup dancers. Hmm. Yeah.
So this is Jim. This is actually the first real band that I've been a part of. Before this, I spent about a year and a half playing with a band called Audacity Factor in Puyallup and Tacoma, and we were just a 70s and 80s top 40 cover band. And so we just played a lot of ZZ Top and Aerosmith and Stevie Ray Vaughan and stuff like that.
Nothing wrong with that.
So we did that for about a year and a half, and then it kind of fell apart. So that's when I started doing this. And I've been playing guitar for about 14 or 15 years now. And I didn't really get serious about it until I was with Audacity Factor. And that was because previously to that, I was a jazz trombone player for about 12 years.
Multi-talented.
This is Matt. I realize I didn't say that I play the bass. That's what I do.
That's what you're doing?
Well,
we were all wondering.
I'm molesting a stringed instrument, and now you guys can tell me what it sounds like. I've actually played guitar for about 20 years, and then in 2007, I picked up a bass because out of necessity, sort of. It's a funny story. I showed up to audition for my old band. I had moved out of town. I had a band for 5 or 6 years, and I had moved out of town. And they kept going, of course, wish them well, and then they all kind of moved out my way. And they said, we should put this back together again. I'm like, all right, cool. So I show up to audition or whatever, just kind of make sure it fits for lead guitar. And their bass player didn't show up. And it turns out their bass player had dreams of being the lead guitar player, so in true bass player fashion, he threw a hissy fit and just never showed up again. So I decided that we could either sit there and look for a bass player for months, or I could go to Guitar Center and apply for credit and just buy them an entire rig. And so right around 2007, that's when I became a bass player. That wasn't the intent. It was supposed to be a Band-Aid, and I've played, and it stuck, and it's fun, so.
By the way, Matt is one of the best guitar players.
Oh, stop.
Bar none I've ever heard. From heavy metal to jazz, this guy can do it.
So you're not from around here, or?
No, I was born in Iowa, raised in the Renton area, went to school in Ellensburg, and then moved to Olympia, moved to Bellevue, then moved back to Olympia, so basically this band was half in Ellensburg and part was in Renton, and there was like a 50 to 75 mile radius around the practice location. And the old drummer, he's kind of, what's the word? Where you travel from place to place.
Nomad.
He was kind of nomad. Man, it's late at night. He was kind of nomadic, so I never really knew where he lived, so when he moved out back to the Renton area, it was more feasible to play with him again. So. But that didn't last, clearly. So.
So is this your first project in the area?
First project
based
out of Olympia. So I played with a band in Ellensburg called Alakai. Out in Seattle, I played with a band called Northwater. That was the one that was really starting to get legs and kind of fell apart due to prescription medication, and like they do. I got to, I had the privilege of touring locally, semi-locally with both Ray Solomon, who is a country act now in Nashville, and playing bass for her, and Aaron Crawford. They're both doing their thing, they're both succeeding, it's really awesome to watch them, but this is the first time I've been rooted in Olympia, so. Yeah.
Started with myself writing music, and then after we all started playing together, we kind of started this idea that whoever comes up with the original idea for the song, they will technically get the credit for the song, but we do try and make it so that it's everyone pitching in their ideas, and we all work together on songwriting as much as we can so that it's something that we're all interested in and we're all happy with.
A lot of it so far has been Jim and I will get together. We'll come up with riffs, we'll have lyrics, you know, one of us will write lyrics. My brother, our former bass player, had a riff that we're working on now, so we'll give him some credit for that when we get it finished, but that's, what was that, working title was Unicorns of War, and I don't know if that'll stick or not, but...
I think Simon will throw a foot if he doesn't...
Yeah, I know Simon's got some riffs, Matt's got some ideas that he's going to throw in once we get more comfortable with the current selection and get him on board, and he's coming along great. So
that last song you guys did, I kept looking to see who was singing. It sounded like it had vocals in it. Where did that come from?
That's an instrumental,
that
too.
That was an instrumental one, and if you listen, that's called Solar Winds was the name of the song.
Is it on your...
It is on our album, and if you listen through that, actually, the singer of that song is Stephen Hawking.
Oh. Yeah, we buried a spoken, well, robotic Stephen Hawking voice, him talking about the necessity to leave Earth in order for our species to survive. We wrote the song, had a couple of riffs, we kind of joined them together. Thought of this, you know, kind of this sweeping, spacey kind of feel. We're going through space, and I found this track, and I was like, we got to use this because that fits. I mean, it just feels like it fits, and it fit perfectly. Cool. So
that's interesting.
That song is Brian and I kind of chuckle about this one. my 7.5-year-old daughter kind of peripherally gave like Gunslinger a theme. Through that, so I was driving her to school one day, and I had the Gunslinger album in the car. And this is like right when you gave me the CD for the first time. And I've listened to this thing like 35 times already, and we're just chatting on the way to school, so I've got it down at a reasonable volume. And and that track is playing, and you got Stephen Hawking in the background, and apparently it's just creeping the shit out of my daughter. And she says, "Daddy, either turn it up or turn it off."
And that's been our theme ever since.
That's been our theme ever since. Now, turn it up or turn it off.
We'll be right back.
CD when it first came out back in August, because he actually did our promo photos for us too. So he's a multifaceted artist.
We have to
artist.
Do that again.
We have to get some new. We're working on getting some new photos now that Matt is in the band. Can't take. We're not going to do the selfie thing. No,
no, you know. No.
Although he could probably pull that off too. I don't know.
I know somebody we should call.
I've got a couple people. We'll talk.
And then to the answer the other part of the question, you know, our influences. I think we all have very varying influences, but as far as our songwriting goes, we've always tried to stick to very much the mid to late 70s heavy metal sound. So a lot of Judas Priest and Lizzie, you know, early Iron Maiden type stuff. Of course, I've always been a big fan of Black Sabbath and Led Zeppelin and Dio and Rainbow and stuff like that.
Yeah, we try to, you know, orchestrate our songs too. So we're throwing I was a music business major in college, so I took composition and stuff. And I know Matt was also in the music department there because we went to college together. Jim was, you know, trombone player for how many years and doing jazz. So we all have some composition background, and we're trying to kind of make it more orchestrated than most popular music would be.
Very cool. And I enjoy it. So. What's coming up for you?
This coming Saturday, which would be March 5th, is that right? We're playing in Tacoma at the Paradise Bowl. And then coming up in May, we are tentatively scheduled to play at the Cuckoo Nest in Port Angeles. And I'm in the process right now of trying to get more gigs for us. And our goal is to, between now and December, play once a month. And that's kind of always been our goal, is that, you know, we all have day jobs, but we still love playing music. We like being a part of this band, so we want to try and get one gig a month, and that gives us time to practice once a week, and then we can still play one gig a month. And then by the end of this year, we're hoping to have enough material written to record our second album.
Yeah, we're already halfway there, so might as well keep going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, awesome. So what's your favorite place to play in Olympia? Have you played a lot of shows in Olympia?
We have. We played mostly at McCoy's.
Mm-hmm.
We broke the heavy metal cherry of the Rhythm and Rye. thanks to our good friend Andy, we did.
Yeah.
It was actually my birthday party, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'll never forget the Christmas Eve show
at the Lavoyer. That was a good one.
We played the Fourth Ave with Moss Generator doing an acoustic set and Curse of the North. So we played all over Olympia. We're still trying to kind of cut a groove through our hometown, if you will, and we've got friends and fans, but it's, you know, it can be kind of hard to find the niche to fall into, the other bands to play with and stuff. I've done a lot with Sea Average and Mosquito Hawk until they ended up parting ways to go back towards Sea Average. Bob's always been grateful that, or we've always been grateful to Bob for having us at the Arts Walk at Capital City Guitars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll play on the sidewalk there.
Several years now we've done that, either spring or fall, or both. We're going to miss Spring Arts Walk this year because Matt's going to be having some surgery, so we're going to take a little break from live playing for a while. Maybe cut a video from the hospital bed. I don't know.
Absolutely.
We'll see. But
nurses love me.
But yeah, I mean, you know, we play around here a lot, and we're trying to get out to Tacoma and Seattle. We played Seattle quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Played Tacoma a few times. We've been together for 5 years now, so we've got quite a few shows under our belts. Port Angeles loves us for some reason. Maybe it's the Star Wars theme track. The first time we played that.
Yeah, tell
Master of Darkness in Port Angeles. The sound guy, and I didn't realize at the time it was the sound guy, but the sound guy was up front, and he heard literally the first note of the song and left. And I was thinking to myself while I'm playing, like, this guy must not like us. Okay, whatever. And right before I kick in with the lyrics, he comes back with a lightsaber. He obviously had heard the tune.
And he's doing shadow fighting with the lightsaber.
He starts shadow boxing with it. And I almost lose my shit and can't start vocally. Luckily, I kept myself composed and got through it. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, that was also the same show where Simon's hitting his ride cymbal, and all of a sudden I just hear him hitting on the snare drum and the bass drum. That's all I can hear. So I look over while I'm playing. I don't remember what song it was, but I look over and Simon's like trying to keep beat on the snare drum while he's trying to yank his stick out of the ride cymbal because there was a big crack in it, and he hit
I broke the ride cymbal. My stick was stuck in the crack
of
it.
So he's trying to pull the damn stick out, destroys the ride
cymbal.
Finally,
I was like, fuck it. I grabbed another stick and kept playing. Just
keeps going. So after that show, we finally decided that ride cymbal is dead, and Simon gets a Sharpie out and draws the Gunslinger logo on it, and we all sign it and give it to the bar owner.
Awesome.
And now they have it hanging up, or they plan to
hang
it up.
It's not yet hung up. They have a circular cutout in one of the walls by the main bar. They want to hang it there and use it. They want to hang it and then actually like
use it as
like kind of a gong when somebody does something or whatever. Right. But yeah,
free drinks for everyone.
Yeah,
dong 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 dong,
or kung kung kung, or whatever. However,
clang,
it sounds
clang.
With a
big
crack
in
it. So, needless to say, they like us up there. So we like playing up there. It's
fun
free. They're free shows.
Awesome.
Yeah. So you can't beat that.
And our goals for the near future is we like to play in Olympia as much as we can, even how difficult it may be. We've never played at Obsidian, which is a new heavy metal bar that's opened up in the last year and a half or so. We're hoping eventually they'll give us a phone call and actually return our emails. We have plans to hopefully get to Portland and play a couple of shows down there. And we're thinking of doing like a small tour around Eastern Washington, hit up all the college towns.
Cool.
And eventually maybe do, down and back along the West Coast, down to San Diego and back. So that's in the next year or two. Hopefully we'll get a chance to do something like that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So personally, what do you guys do during the day? And do you have families? I know we were joking about Match.com.
No. this is Brian, and I am happily engaged to a wonderful woman with a 13-year-old daughter at home.
What do you do?
I work for the state of Washington. I work in the mail.
He is the mail.
I am the mail. The mail of all mails. It's a job. It's a good job. I enjoy it right now. It's new. I've been with them for 6 months now.
Cool.
After an 11-year stint with another agency. So you know, when you live in Olympia, it's kind of hard not to have a state job, right?
Oh yeah, this is Simon. Let's see.
Simon's also
it all began back in the day when my mom and dad met. Okay, fast forward. I'm probably the only one that's not from Olympia besides Matt. Well, the two of us. Okay.
So then half the band
is not from Olympia.
Minor deal.
No, I'm the only one that doesn't currently reside in Olympia. So I'm actually from Chehalis, and yeah, I pretty much commute to band practices. And as far as family, I have too many to count or list. I've got a awesome girlfriend and a shitty van that I consider part of the family or band.
Which shitty van are you talking about? The War God or the
one we drive to shows. I don't know.
Everybody loves that van.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We get more compliments on the van than I do my drumming.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It's true.
We do.
That's just because you're drumming in the van.
Why did I just picture a mystery machine?
It is.
It's a little longer. It's a big old truck. Kind of similar, yeah.
It's, as far as what's growing on the rug of the van, that is a mystery, so that might be why you're thinking about that.
Yeah. And the little pet that we've got running around in there. That's
Mr. Bojangles.
Mr. Bojangles.
Yeah. And I also work in a hardware store. I don't know if that really matters, but it's anyway.
Metal. It's metal. I like it.
Your turn, Jim.
So this is Jim. I am currently single, and the only one in the band, which is weird because when we first started the band, I was actually engaged, and now I'm the only single one in the band. Everybody else was single at the time.
Yep.
I probably wasn't.
Well, no, you weren't a single guy.
You weren't in the band.
I am a structural engineer, and I am part owner of MC Squared Engineering downtown Olympia.
What am I saying again? Personal.
Family.
Machu Picchu. What do you do?
What are you have sexual interests?
I have
whips and chains, leather.
I have a great family. I've got the whole two and a half kids thing. I mean, I thought it was a joke, but my oldest is a real handful, so she's a kid and a half. No, I love her to death. I have a 7.5-year-old going on 18, and a brand new, my wife's going to hear this and she's going to slap me. She's not quite 3 months. What day is today? March what?
Second.
March 2nd. She's so 2.5 month old. And
she's last year's model.
So I have a brand new daughter as of December 16th of last year.
Dude, you gotta upgrade. Do that buyout thing.
Yeah. No, we're gonna take a break.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah, wife, two kids, two crazy dogs. Place in Olympia. I'm trying to figure out how honest I want to be with my job. I'm an aspiring photographer. I'll go that far. Yeah.
You can say that you have a state job and no one will know the difference.
Yeah, that's true. I have a state job. It's a wonderful job. It really is. There's good people.
Matt has all the cryptic answers to it.
It's a good job, and but there are photographs to be taken.
There are photographs to be taken.
Scared.
Not those kind of photos. Not those food photos.
He's not Terry.
That's a different day. That's later.
This is an 8mm.
Gross.
We'll be right back.
interesting, but what's your favorite song to play, Brian?
My favorite song is probably Merchant of Sins. It's classic. It was one of the original ones that Jim wrote before there was a band. When he came to me to say, hey, let's join a band, it was one of the songs on his little demo that he had recorded in Seattle with some friends. And I don't know, it's just classic. I love that tune. It's classic.
It's really tough for me because I'm such like a Star Wars fan and such a Star Trek fan, and I really love Master of Darkness and Birds of Prey. Both songs are very different, but one thing I love about Master of Darkness is I'll just find myself playing on stage and just mouthing the words and just kind of get lost in that song. And as far as like Birds of Prey, that track is just kicks ass. It's fast, it's heavy. It's one I love. I love to play it because it's got a lot of energy. I hate to play it in some ways because if I don't pay attention to what I'm doing, there's a couple spots where I can really screw everybody up. So all of the stuff that we've been writing, all the stuff that Jim and Brian have worked tirelessly on over the years, it has this kind of progression where it's not the same song as what we started playing, and it's not even the same song now that is on the album. It keeps evolving a little bit. I mean, it sounds the same overall, but you know, you hear it over and over again, you play it enough for us, and it's like it kind of keeps taking different forms as our, you know, as we progress as musicians, or you know, tighten up the way we play together.
My favorite song, it's going to be a toss up for me too, because Alien Hand is one that Brian wrote, and that was actually the last song we learned right before we recorded the album, and that is a lot of fun to play. We do a lot of different musical things with it, and it's one of those things that if people can't hear what the words are, they're going to ask us which Iron Maiden song it is. So I think I like it for that reason. And I also like the new song that we're working on, which is Black Gold, which is we're moving a little bit into a more of a thrashier power metal kind of a sound with it. So
yeah, for me, it's a toss-up between Alien Hand and Sailing Through Solar Winds. I think the last one's just got this... It's got this classic kick to it, you know. It just grows into it. It's everything that a good song should be. It starts out simple and it ends up in this complex mess. And you got Stephen Hawking yelling at you. Alien Brian's gonna hate this, but I love listening. You know what? I love listening to Alien Hand on the album because there's this little snippet in there where Brian has this little vocal snap. That reminds me of when we go out and do karaoke and he goes and tries to sing Adele.
Dude, I fucking nail it every time.
You do nail it every time. And you nail it every time.
And we will not disclose that location.
No. So you can all... So, you know, I will. I don't we're not going to disclose the location, and we're not going to disclose the moment in the song. You're just going to have to go listen for it.
It rhymes with flipper.
I've never been to a place called the Gripper. I don't know what you're talking about.
There's a reason why they call it that.
There is. Yeah.
I love you, Terry. Right.
Spent my 21st birthday with that man. A long time
I've spent
ago.
Other people's 21st birthdays with that man.
A long time ago. So, what do we got next? We've got show in May and...
The show this coming Saturday.
Yeah, I don't think we'll have it on there yet, but
okay.
By default.
Yeah, we will have played.
Yes. You will have
at the
played.
Paradise
Welcome
Bowl.
To the future.
I'll plug you though.
Yeah, that's not well, sci-fi.
By the time they listen to it, it's the future now. By the time they listen to it, it will be the past. So everybody's way behind. It's
right. Just, yeah.
Science fiction, baby.
Paradise Bowl.
Yes,
right. That's right. So maybe
isn't the bar called something?
It's the Bull Market.
Bull Market.
In Paradise Bowl, right.
May, we're playing. We're booked to play the Cuckoo Nest in Port Angeles.
And for more beyond that, we are still working on it, trying to figure it out.
Good. Yeah. Good. I'm sure you will. Okay. So I don't have anything more for you guys. Do you have anything for me?
No, thanks for
we've gone on enough tangents tonight.
What's your perfect Sunday?
This is that Match.com stuff again.
Oh.
Bananas, nuts, chocolate syrup, and caramel. Oh, wrong kind of Sunday.
A little more exotic than that.
Brownie bits.
Usually I'm recovering from Saturday, so yeah.
No, thank you for coming and talking to us.
Absolutely.
No, thank you guys.
You've been listening to Just Kathy with OlyCast.com. Thanks for joining me. Tune in next week for another entertaining local interview.